to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is a brief look at why we use defensive weapons. In past episodes, I've discussed all sorts of defensive weapons, from handguns to knives to Kubotons, flashlights, pepper spray, and so on. I advocate the proper and legal application of weapons for defensive purposes. But why? I'm a big guy. I've trained in multiple styles of martial arts and with world-renowned masters. I have tons of trophies from fighting in tournaments and over 16 years of training. Why would I need a weapon to defend myself? You know, often I hear people say, "I don't need a weapon. I take martial arts, so I don't have to carry a weapon. I am a weapon." No. If you think that, then you are a fool who is going to get his clock cleaned. Go back and listen to the interviews I've conducted for this show. Listen to the emails I've read. Unless you take out a joint, knock the person out cold, or get lucky, your punches and kicks alone are not going to stop a violent, lethal force criminal attack. And there are two very important reasons for this. Punches and kicks are not going to do enough damage by themselves because of adrenaline and because of alcohol or drugs. Even average people I've interviewed didn't realize they were stabbed until minutes afterwards because of adrenaline. And then you have highly trained, full-contact competitive martial artists who are used to being punched, like Steve Pender. He got blasted in the face and it didn't even slow him down. He literally ignored them. Now also consider that upwards of 70% of criminal attacks are carried out under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Often, even bullets and tasers won't stop these people under the influence. Remember Rodney King? He was only under the influence of alcohol, and two taser shots didn't stop him. Punches and kicks cause pain, but if the attacker feels no pain, then they're useless as a means of incapacitation. You need to take out a joint like a knee for them to be effective. And by no means am I saying give in. Heck no. Punching and kicking have a vital role to play in terms of being a hard target and potentially opening a window of opportunity to escape or deploy a weapon. You should never give up when your life is threatened. Fight until you can't fight anymore, and then fight on some more anyway. Your first options are always awareness and avoidance. Seeing trouble coming and getting away from it before it becomes a threat is your best defense. But if things go badly, if you just get really unlucky and you can't escape and this criminal really wants to hurt you and you feel your life is threatened, a defensive weapon might be your only means of survival. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com. Music by Kevin MacLeod.